great gratitude. The successful entry-level retreat on the practice of living awareness that just completed at Spirit Fire over the weekend. It was led by Steve Kramer, who is, of course, now the president and the manager of the Retreat Center and of Spirit Fire overall. And my heart just is so full with joy for the accomplishment that he has not only brought to Spirit Fire along with Tim Darter, but more importantly, to the practice of living awareness. Tim and Steve began the radio show, Spirit Fire Radio, which is focused entirely on the practice of living awareness and its off-the-cushion application and lifestyle. And that was done over a year ago, and now they're in their second year of a radio show in a collaboration with Dorothy Riddle and her organization in North Carolina. But hats off to everyone that does the practice, everyone that went to that retreat, and certainly to Steve and to Tim and Steve for leading that retreat so masterfully, which I had every confidence in him that he would, and shared his joy from far away. So thank you if you went to the retreat, and thank you to everyone who's involved in Spirit Fire. With that, you know, always remember that Spirit Fire is a nonprofit educational organization. Your donations of gratitude and appreciation for the ways that you participate in Spirit Fire, for your enthusiasm about its very wide vision of a fully enlightened and self-aware humanity, and therefore the results that that would bring to planet Earth, to our solar system, and to all beings. That's our vision. It's that big, and we're committed to it and have been since day one, back in the early 2000s. Having said all that, that leads us straight to vibration. Steve, obviously, is living a vibration. He lives it every day. And he does so, as does Tim, but he does so through meditation, through seeing everything in life as meditation, through recognizing the vibrations that are around him, coming at him, and of course, each of us is in a practice of doing the same by learning how to meditate and learning how to be aware. How do we do that? Through noticing the usually not noticed. We've taken that one step further in our intermediate practice, and we spend some time shifting or maturing, noticing into recognition. And now let's take that recognition, that noticing, that awareness, and bring it into the subtlety of vibration itself. One way to do that is mantra, but I'd rather kind of start with something else and move in the direction of mantra. And that is simply our body, our physical body. So everything that we do within the practice is based in the mindfulness as offered by Buddha Shakyamuni a long, long time ago, and then furthered by Patanjali. And when we look at ourself, we see a dense body. When we look in the mirror, we see an image staring back at us. But of course we know, spiritually, energetically, quantum physics-wise as well, that there is no one there. There is a collection of vibration. And we know that if we tap into our thoughts have a vibrational field that goes out from us, our emotions even a greater field, and that places have etheric energy and vibration that is anchored there or locked in due to trauma or joy. So vibration is real, so real that we have this quote from Nikola Tesla. We smile and take what you gained from the last few weeks in your intermediate practice of the immediacy of quality. And let's settle into that, support it, open to it, breathing in and breathing out. Now, staying with that, we soften and open in the way that reveals our energy. The quality is energy, of course. It is a vibration. So energy and vibration are two different words, but they are both speaking of one thing. And it's kind of like the four blind men and the elephant. So vibration and energy are reporting something that we don't have an English word for. So we might perceive it through vibration, feel it, feel that scintillating quality, feel an undulation, some sort of a mild, slight, subtle rippling. We might feel a kinetic quality, an aliveness. So we go back to our immediate recognition of quality. We soften and open and simply be. And if we can simply be that, we will discover that we are a vibration. We are vibrating. So I'll leave you with that and repeat the whole thing from the beginning if you need to. And then simply be, not looking for the vibration, but at some point in a non-distracted way, stay attentive, stay gentle. The fact that we are vibration, that we are vibrating, might, can become forefront. This is not exotic. Don't look for something exotic. It's as simple as breathing, being present. Let go of everything else. We're actually simply being present. Breathing in and breathing out. We stay with this. We apply, if necessary, a mindfulness to the trailing off that might be happening in our mind. Zongsa Rinpoche says, if we come back to our central focus, and in this case it is to notice and recognize the vibration of presence itself. Presence is the object. Through realizing the quality of presence. And if we have to call ourselves back many times, but we've immediately recognized that we're off, oh, come back to center, come back to presence. That's good. That's a good sitting. If we've trailed off and we're in Timbuktu somewhere, making our list for the day, envisioning how we will accomplish our list for the day, that's not a good sitting. And that kind of criteria is actually of value. Trailing off, being distracted, but unaware that we are distracted. Important to recognize that's just gone. Coaching ourselves to be present and aware and vigilant and alert, mindful, that's good. That's beneficial. Because then we will do the same thing off the cushion. So as we sit for another 7 or 8 minutes, we begin all over again. You know how to do that. And so we stay simply present. And if you get into a state where it is tranquil, peaceful, you can feel the vibration of that, and you've become the vibration of that. Offer ourselves a good posture and settle into the absolutely ordinary, extraordinary qualities of presence, breathing in and breathing out. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. As we complete our sitting, we offer our sitting, its insights, and its vibration to the well-being of all beings. And as we offer it, we realize that all through the day, our vibration is most truly being experienced by other beings. Just as we have experienced it, everyone around us is experiencing it. That then inspires us to live from a particular truth of vibration, to realize it is true that we are vibrating beings. Our thoughts vibrate, our emotions vibrate, our physical presence vibrates, our higher nature vibrates. Love you all. Feel your vibration. Recognize it all through the day, just as you recognize the quality that is already present and is your presence. Build upon your practice. That's what we always do. I'm not teaching anything new that I haven't taught 5 years ago. I'm just using different words. Love you all. Create your day. Create it from this quality and its vibration. Love you.